Bores and wells. In underground water, there are three general types of ways of getting the water to the surface. But first, let's understand some terms. The aquifer is the term we use to describe the area where water is collected under the ground. An unconfined aquifer is where the water lies under the ground but is not under any pressure from being confined or held back by things such as solid rock, bands of clay, etc. It may rise up to the surface as a spring, leak into a creek or wetland, or simply sit under the ground. A confined aquifer is a body of water under the ground mixed with soil and rocks that is held in the ground under pressure. It cannot find its way to the surface because the surfaces around it are impermeable. Confined aquifers are always under pressure. Think of a hose you have kinked. The pressure is just there waiting to be released. The simplest method of getting underground water to the surface is through a well. A well is a hole through the earth until you reach the unconfined aquifer. So wells are formed when we dig a hole to an unconfined aquifer. Because the water is not under pressure, the water stays at the level of the aquifer, and we need pumps, buckets and windlass, or other mechanical devices to raise the water to the surface. The next way of getting water to the surface is through an artesian bore. An artesian bore is when we drill to the confined aquifer where the water is under pressure. The water is waiting to be released and rushes up the pipe with no need for pumps or mechanical assistance. The level the water will rise to is called the piezometric surface and is the highest level that confined aquifer goes up to. Look at the diagram. You can see the artesian bore is flowing without the need for a pump to the level the confined aquifer reaches. The third method, and this is the most common in grazing country, is called a subartesian bore. In this case, we drill into a confined aquifer and the water is released, but the top of the bore is above the piezometric surface, and so the water only rises up to the hole some of the way. Then we need to pump it from the piezometric level to the ground level. This could be a few meters or even tens of meters.